Hello, this is Iran, and we're back with another quick half an hour exploration of this ancient cradle of civilization. So if you want to find out more about its customs and its people, places to go and things to see, and of course, its scientific achievements, don't go away. Iran has made great advancements over the past few years in the field of medicine, and today it's ranked third in the world regards producing biomedical products. And now, as Iranian patients are saying goodbye to surgeries and painful stitches, we're going to find out about Iran's bioimplant production, biomaterial that can actually replace damaged tissue in your body.
There are two products that we produce here. One is the skin bioimplant dubbed Life Patch, and the second one is the ocular bioimplant, both of which have a variety of uses in eye surgeries and treatment of skin diseases.
For the first time, Iran has begun mass producing ocular bioimplant named SAMT, which slash surgery time and lead to quicker recoveries. In doing so, Iran has broken the US monopoly over the technology of production of eye bioimplants. The country's 10th bioimplant factory, which specializes in the production of sutureless amnion membrane transplant, SAMT, as well as a skin bioimplant dubbed Life Patch, was recently inaugurated. Iran began investing in biotechnological projects 19 years ago, and this is the 10th facility the country has opened over the past 2 years.
Of course, in Iran, we have already produced different prosthetic valves for the heart, artificial bone. Of course, we have produced amniotic membrane before this bioimplant, and there are a few centers in Iran working in this type of prosthesis, and it's a new way. This bioimplant is a new way, beginning our way to produce other more advanced prosthetic materials in our country. Of course, in our neighboring countries, we are the first for producing these materials. Some of our neighboring countries are importing these bioimplants from Iran, prosthetic valve for the heart surgery, prosthetic bone, and the other thing. And I think it's an advance, a very important advance in our country, in our region, in the Middle East, and it's a new way.
So as you can see, this is a case with the cancerous tissue over the ocular surface. Here you can see the cancerous tissue has covered nearly 360 degrees of the ocular surface and has invaded over the cornea. And we're gonna remove all this cancerous tissue and cover the ocular surface with our bioimplant, because after the removal of these lesions, you have the problem of epithelial healing over the ocular surface. So using bioimplant, we can help the ocular surface to repopulate the surface by normal cells. Nearly we are ready to put the bioimplant.
So usually we have to suture amniotic membrane over the ocular surface, but with our bioimplant, we only implant on the ocular surface, so we don't need to suturing, and the surgery time will be very, very short. So let's put the implant. As you can see, the implant is amniotic membrane sticks into ring of polymethyl methacrylate. So this amniotic membrane helps the eye to be quiet after the surgery. Also, it helps to the limbal stem cells to proliferate easily and cover the corneal surface. Of course, it decreases neovascularization in the ocular surface. And the main point regarding this implant is that you can remove this implant a few days later and replace by another one. In the usual surgery, it's very difficult. You have to bring the patient to the operating room to remove the amniotic membrane and suture again. But in this case, it's easy. As an outpatient protocol, you can remove the implant and put another one. So the surgery is done.
Okay, very good. Okay, usually between 5 to 10 corneal transplantation each week in our center is performed. So this 40 years lady is a known case of keratoconus. We have performed corneal transplantation for her left eye nearly 2 years ago. And today we did another corneal transplantation for the right eye.
I had an operation 8 hours ago and I have no pain or discomfort at the moment. About 2 years ago, I noticed my vision was deteriorating to the point that I almost couldn't see anything anymore. So I went to a doctor and was diagnosed with keratoconus. So they referred me to this center and had the first surgery on my left eye. After the surgery for 5 to 6 hours, I had a lot of pain and later had some complication with the sutures in my eye. But today's surgery didn't involve any sutures and thanks God, I have no pain right now.
Feridun Sadiqzadeh for Iran.